Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's interesting that the first witness of the resurrection, almost certainly after the Blessed Virgin Mary, was a person who, not too long before, was known as a big sinner, someone on the edges of society, someone who was not loved, and certainly was dishonored by her fellow man. Mary Magdalene changed her life by the gift of God and by being loved. Our responsibility to love others, especially those in the peripheries, is so important. Jesus tells us so today by the importance of this very feast. Let's ask her to find an opportunity today to spend time with someone, to make an act of love for someone we think is far from the Lord. For the first thing they need is to be loved. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son entrusted Mary Magdalene before all others with announcing the great joy of the resurrection, grant, we pray, that through her intercession and example we may proclaim the living Christ and come to see him reigning in your glory. He lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.